Sure. Won't be extra long, right?
No, it won't be extra long. How would we describe what the scene now, for those who can't see this? There are tables, we're on a big grass, there's boxes of flowers. What's going on?
What's going on? Well, we're trying to break the world record for the world's longest flower garlands. So we have 185,000 stems of carnations.
185,000?
Yeah, freshly arrived from Colombia. They're currently laid out next to almost 50 tables around this AstroTurf field here in Queens, New York.
So what's the previous record for this? And how did they determine 185,000 dozen?
We had gotten the record 2 years ago. It was 2.25 miles, I think. And that was since broken, so now we're trying to get it back.
So where was it broken, and what kind of people would want to do this?
I don't know about the other people. I believe it was broken in India. Of course, this record is to honor Sri Chinmoy's birthday. And the 185,000 is what we calculated would give us 5 miles, which would break the record largely, and hopefully keep it on our side for a little while.
So there's going to be an actual wire that goes through this thing, and it circles around and around and around this field. Then.
That's right. So it's going to be, so it's going to go around the field several times. So it's not like it's 5 miles of a single strand. It's going to come around the field. And there's a wire going through the whole thing. We're going to assemble it in 3-foot segments, and then assemble those segments together until we get the 5 miles.
Now, you're wearing colibri flowers.
Yes.
You're in the mode. What time this morning did you get up, and what was involved with actually bringing these things? You didn't go to Colombia, so
that's right.
There's still boxes and boxes over there by the fence. What was involved?
Colibri flowers is a farm in the Bogota savanna in Colombia.
Did not know that.
That's right. Bogota is on a plateau. So that's where the farm is, and this is what I do for work, because I import flowers. And so I've been to this farm several times. I know them quite well, and I told them we have a special project. It's not non-profit at all. What can you do for us? So they sent us essentially very, very short carnations at a very good price. And those flowers flew last Monday from Colombia to Miami.
So sorry, today is Tuesday.
So the Monday before, a week ago.
So a week ago they were cut in Colombia by dozens and dozens of people.
Of workers at Colibri Flowers, yeah.
And so the short stems help in what way?
The cost of freight.
Oh, cost of freight.
Because we're going to snap off the stems and only use the blooms. And so the long stem was basically useless to us. We had to keep some stem on it because flowers travel with the water that's in the stem. That's how the bloom hydrates in transportation. So we had to leave some stem on, but we had to cut very short so that we can save on freight.
And in saying also that they were cut on Monday, they're in very good shape. They would be exactly what you would get at a store here in Queens, New York, or in Ottawa, or Montreal, or Vancouver, whatever.
It's more or less the delay. And carnations are one of the hardiest flowers out there, so they can actually last for a month almost.
It's going to be 5 miles?
Yep.
What's the distance around the
about a quarter mile.
Quarter mile. So it has to go like for 20 times.
20 times around, yeah.
As a guy who works with flowers all the time, and there's your phone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
As a guy who works with flowers all the time, this is something completely different.
Yeah. Well, I'm personally doing this as a volunteer, of course. And it's quite a different project. And for one thing, it went to a warehouse here in Queens, which we don't usually deal with because I work in Montreal. It's quite a unique project, and everyone involved in the chain of it was quite interested in what we're doing with these 185,000.
So they're going to be following and try and hear the news about what actually happened.
Yeah, and I plan to send them links and photos and stuff. And
what time did you start this morning, by the way, to get this?
We were at that warehouse at 5.
Typically for these kind of warehouses, cold warehouses, this is par for the course.
Yeah, flowers start early.
And you have a big truck over there. All come in that one truck or no?
We had two of those trucks. Yeah.
Two trucks, boom, boom, and it came in one trip.
Yep.
And are you going to be here watching this thing all day or
what? We have to be done by 1 p.m. So yeah, I'm going to be here to make it happen. Come heck or high water.
I didn't see any high water, but thanks, Pavica. Thank you.
Thank you.